Before this, I've seen horsemen start to march and open the assault and muster ranks, and seen them too, at times, beat their retreat. And on your land, O Aretines, I've seen rangers and raiding parties galloping, the clash of tournaments, the rush of jousts, now done with trumpets, now with bells, and now with drums, and now with signs from castle walls, with native things, and with imported ware. But never yet have I seen horsemen, or seen infantry, or ship that sails by signal of land or star, move to so strange a bugle. We made our way together with 10 demons. What ferocious company. And yet, in church with saints, with rotters in the tavern. But I was all intent upon the pitch, to seek out every feature of the pouch and of the people who were burning in it, just as the dolphins do, when, with arched back, they signal to the seamen to prepare for tempest, so that their vessel may be spared. So here, from time to time, to ease his torment, some sinner showed his back above the surface, then hid more quickly than a lightning flash. And just as on the margin of a ditch, frogs crouch, their snouts alone above the water, so as to hide their feet and their plump flesh. So here on every side these sinners crouched, but faster than a flash, when Barbariccia drew near, they plunged beneath the boiling pitch. I saw, my heart still shudders in recall, one who delayed, just as at times a frog is left behind while others dive below. And Graficane, who was closest to him, then hooked him by his pitch and tangled locks and hauled him up. He seemed to me an otter. By now I knew the names of all those demons. I'd paid attention when the fiends were chosen. I'd watched as they stepped forward, one by one. O Rubicante, see you set your talons right into him, so you can flay his flesh. So did those cursed ones cry out together. And I, my master, if you can, find out what is the name of that unfortunate who's fallen victim to his enemies. My guide, who then drew near that sinner's side, asked him to tell his birthplace. He replied, my homeland was the kingdom of Navarre. My mother, who had had me by a wastrel, destroyer of himself and his possessions, had placed me in the service of a lord. Then I was in the household of the worthy King Thibaut. There I started taking graft. With this heat, I pay reckoning for that. And Chiriato, from whose mouth there bulged right and left two tusks like a wild hog's, then let him feel how one of them could mangle. The mouse had fallen in with evil cats, but Barbariccia clasped him in his arms and said, stand off there while I fork him fast. And turning toward my master then, he said, ask on if you would learn some more from him before one of the others does him in. At which my guide, now tell, among the sinners who hide beneath the pitch, are any others Italian? And he, I have just left one who is nearby there, and would I were still covered by the pitch as he is hidden, for then I'd have no fear of hook or talon. And Lady Cocho said, we've been too patient, and with his grapple, grabbed him by the arm, and ripping, carried off a hunk of flesh. But Draginazzo also looked as if to grab his legs, at which their captain wheeled and threatened all of them with raging looks. When they'd grown somewhat less tumultuous, without delay, my guide asked of that one, who had his eyes still fixed upon his wound, who was the one you left to come ashore, unluckily, as you just said before? He answered, Fragomita of Galura, who was a vessel fit for every fraud. He had his master's enemies in hand, but handled them in ways that pleased them all. He took their gold and smoothly let them off. As he himself says, and in other matters, he was a sovereign, not a petty swindler. His comrade there is Don Michel Zanke of Lodogoro, and their tongues are never too tired to talk of their Sardinia. Ame, see that one there who grinds his teeth. If I were not afraid, I'd speak some more, but he is getting set to scratch my scurf. And their great marshal, facing Farfarello, who was so hot to strike he rolled his eyes, said, "Get away from them, you filthy bird, if you perhaps would like to see or hear that sinner terrified again. Lombards or Tuscans, I can fetch you some. But let the Malabranche stand aside so that my comrades need not fear their vengeance. Remaining in this very spot, I shall, although alone, make seven more appear when I have whistled, as has been our custom when one of us has managed to get out." At that, Cagnazzo lifted up his snout and shook his head and said, "Just listen to that trick by which he thinks he can dive back." To this, he who was rich in artifice replied, "That I must have too many tricks if I bring greater torment to my friends." This was too much for Alacina, and despite the others, he cried out, "If you dive back, I shall not gallop after you, but beat my wings above the pitch. We'll leave this height with the embankment as a screen. We'll see if you alone can handle us. O you who read, hear now of this new sport." Each turned his eyes upon the other shore, he first who'd been most hesitant before. The Navarrese, in nick of time, had planted his feet upon the ground. Then, in an instant, he jumped and freed himself from their commander. At this, each demon felt the prick of guilt, and most, he who had led his band to blunder. So he took off and shouted, "You are caught!" But this could help him little. Wings were not more fast than fear. The sinner plunged right under. The others, flying up, lifted his chest. Not otherwise the wild duck when it plunges precipitously, when the falcon nears, and then, exhausted, thwarted, flies back up. But Calcabrina, raging at the trick, flew out after Alacino. He was keen to see the sinner free and have a brawl. And once the Navarrese had disappeared, he turned his talons on his fellow demon and tangled with him just above the ditch. But Alacino clawed him well. He was indeed a full-grown kestrel, and both fell into the middle of the boiling pond. The heat was quick to disentangle them, but still there was no way they could get out. Their wings were stuck, enmeshed in glue-like pitch. And Barbariccia, grieving with the rest, sent four to fly out toward the other shore with all their forks, and speedily enough on this side and on that they took their posts, and toward those two, stuck fast, already cooked beneath the crust, they stretched their grappling hooks. We left them, still contending with that mess.
Che quel compasse per aver la zuffa, e con me il baratier fu disparito, così volse le artigli al suo compagno, bucando di sopra il fosso cerco. Ma l'altro fu bene sparvier, per il bagno, ad artigliar ben lui, ed amendue cader nel mezzo del poliente stagno. Lo caldo schermitò subito fuori, ma però l'eversare era niente, si avieno in discate le ali sue. Barbariccia, con gli altri suoi dolenti, quattro ne fe volare dall'altro costo con tutti i raffi, e assai prestamente di qua, di là di scassero alla posta. Forse leoncini verso, gli impagnati, grangi accolti dentro dalla crosta, e noi la schiamo, lo così, pacciato.